哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
By the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续来分享、来讲解《但以理书》七章的信息。
We continue to share and learn from messages from the Book of Daniel.
我们、上一回有分享到第七章里面有四个重要的启示。
In the previous session, we saw in chapter 7 about the four very important、major visions.
这四个启示呢，重要的启示呢，是 整个但以理书第二大部分里面的所有内容都在里面。
And these four major revelations in this chapter contain、contain the content of the second portion of the entire book of Daniel.
因为八章、是解释、讲解补充 第七章，第九章又补充第八章，那个那么其他的一章就是一个总和的解，总和所有的事情的一种解释。
Because the latter chapters, chapter 8, will be used to elaborate on chapter 7, and chapter 9 will be used to add on to chapter 8.
那其他的呢，是所有一、所有里面的内容的 总解释。
And other chapters will be pertaining to the summary of the elaboration and the explanation of all these revelations.
所以第七章里面的四件启示、四个重要启示，是其实 一直到十二章里面的内容来的。
And therefore,
七章到十章的内容里面发生的事情来的。
Major revelations recorded in chapter 7 would be the entire content that would be elaborated in the chapters to come until the end of the chapter.
只是他把所有的第二部分的内容浓缩起来，全部集中在第七章，讲的很少很少，讲的很少很少，但是就是全部。
And therefore, chapter 7 can be regarded as the gist of all the chapters that are to come until the last chapter of the book of Daniel.
好，那四个启示是什么呢？
What are these four major revelations?
第一个，
Firstly,
四个祭兽的启示。
The revelation of these four beasts.
第二个启示是十角与小角的启示。
And the second revelation being the ten horns and also the little horn.
那第三个启示是天上宝座的启示。
And the third revelation being about the heavenly throne.
第四个启示是永恒国度的启示。
And the third revelation has been about the eternal kingdom of the everlasting kingdom.
那第七章就是在讲这四个重点，四个启示呀。
Therefore, chapter 7 talks about these four major important points and revelations.
那从这一章里面，我们同时这一章也启示我们，人类必会经历四个时期。
From this chapter alone, we can also understand that human beings will also go through these four stages.
请注意，我们人类、包括世界的人，包括我们信主的，我们都会经历这四个时期。
That's to say that we mankind, including those who don't believe in Christ and us believers, will also go through these four phases.
这四个时期在第七章全部都有谈到。
These four phases can be explained in chapter 7.
所以第七章是非常非常重要的，你一定要看清楚它的。
And therefore chapter 7 becomes a very important chapter for us to see.
第一个时期就是四大祭兽的时期。
The first phase or the first period being the period of the four great beasts.
那么我们人类已经经历，已经过去了，这四大祭兽时已经经历过去了。
And this phase or this period of the four great beasts that we as human beings have already passed that period.
这四大兽的时期就是四个、古代的四个帝国的时期。
And these four major beasts marks the period of the ancient dynasties.
那就是第一个就是巴比伦帝国时期。
The first being the Babylonian Empire.
第二个是波斯帝国时期。
The second being the Middle Persian Empire.
第三个就是希腊帝国时期。
Thirdly being the Greek Empire.
第四个就是罗马帝国时期。
Fourthly the Roman Empire.
这就是四个巨兽。
These are the four major beasts.
那这个也已经经历过去，已经过去了。
And the era of these four major beasts have passed.
只是第四个兽呢，很奇妙的。
But what is strange about this is the fourth beast.
你说它过去吗？又没有完全过去，因为它一直延伸到今天的末世。
You want to say that this fourth beast has already passed, but its life is still prolonged until the end times.
好，那今天我们从但以理书第七章，我们会进入到人类必会经历的第二个时期。
And therefore, today we'll enter into the second phase or the second period, the second era of life.
第二个时期就是十角的时期。
And this second period will be the period of the ten horns.
十角的时期啊，就是我们来看这个第，来看一看这个第七节。
You look at verse 7.
其后我在夜间的异象中观看，见第四兽甚是可怕，极其强壮，大有力量，有大铁牙。 是缴税，所剩下的用缴欠他啊。这兽与前三兽大不相同，头有十角，哦，头有十个角。
His head has ten horns。
啊，这个我们会进入到十个角的时期。
We are now entering into the period of the ten horns。
那当我们进入到这个十角时期的时候，你要对照但以理书第二章那个大景象。
As we look at these ten horns, we also have to make reference to the book of Daniel, chapter 2, regarding the golden image.
那个大金像到那个半铁半泥的那个脚趾，十个脚趾头，就是这个十角的时期。十角的时期就是大金像的十个脚趾的脚趾头的那个时期一样的。
We can safely refer this to the feet or the ten toes portion, which is made of clay and iron in this golden image.
嗯，那个是半铁半泥的。
That's partly clay, partly iron.
啊，那这个时期呢，是我们人类呢已经在里面，现在正在这个十角时期里面，这个半铁半泥的脚趾头里面，我们现在正在这个时期。
This is also the era or the generation in which we are currently living.
简单的说，刚才我们读的第八节，第四个说是罗马帝国嘛，一直延伸到今天末世的十个角十角时期，从古罗马帝国开始。一直到今天的世界所有国家，就是这个时期。
Simply put, as we just read from verse 8, this era of the Roman Empire since ancient times has been prolonged until the end times, until the day we live in now.
十是很多的意思，也是完全的意思。
And number 10 refers to a perfect number.
就是那个但以理书第二章的很多国家，十个脚趾头，很多的国度，很多的君王。
Which also
很多君王的这个时期
to many or to a multitude of nations, just as recorded in the book of Daniel, chapter 2.
这个是十角时期了。
That is the period of the ten horns.
我再重复一次，就是从古罗马时代一直到今天，叫做十角时期。我们现在正在里面。
Allow me to repeat that this refers to the era of the ancient Rome until which it is prolonged.
那么在这个十角时期呢，就会进入到一个小角时期，第三个时期，我们会进入到人类会进入到。第三个时期就是小角时期。
And as part of this second phase about the ten horns, we are also entering into the third age of this little horn.
看第八节。
We look at verse 8.
我正观看这些角，就是十角嘛，哈，见其中又长出一个小角来。先前的角中有三角在这角前连根被它拔出来，这角有眼，像人的眼，有口。说夸大的话，在这个十角当中，十角时期呢，突然间长出一个小角出来。
And among these ten horns, suddenly there was a little horn that sprang up.
嗯，这个小角就是让人家看不起的，或者是没有注意到的，就是很小的角嘛。
This little horn must refer to someone who has been despised, overlooked, or neglected.
最可怕的就是这个小角呀。
But what is most terrifying is this little horn.
比其他的十角都可怕的呀。
It is more terrifying than any other ten horns.
特别是针对哦神的国真耶稣教会。
Especially against the kingdom of God, the true Jesus Church.
特别是针对神的儿女的。
Especially against the children of God.
因为天使也有解释哦，这个小角是专敌对基督的，敌基督的，抵挡于基督的。
As the angel explained that this little horn serves the purpose to oppose Christ.
所以我们哦人类呢，特别是我们真教会呢，会进入到第三个小角时期，就是今天我们要分享的重点。
Therefore, among us mankind, especially regarding the true church of God, we are entering into the age of the little horn.
跟座小角时期一出现呢，跟座就是第一个时，我们会进入到第四个时期。
And following that, we are entering into the fourth era.
那就是进入到神永恒国度的时期了。
This will be the fourth era or the age of the eternal kingdom of God.
嗯，你看二十一节。
We look at verse 21.
二十一节，这个角与圣明征战哦，胜了我们呐、啊，胜了他们。
And now this horn made war against the saints and prevailed.
就是小角哈、哦，逼迫我们胜过我们，杀害了我们。
That's to say that a little horn was fighting us, warring against us, and won over us.
你注意看，自见呢跟着那很快的二十二节。
And immediately after that, in verse 22,
知道亘古长存者来给至高的圣名伸冤，圣名德国的时候到了。小角哈、哦、战胜我们的时候呢，逼迫我们的时候呢，很快第四个时期到来。神的永恒国度马上到来。
Until the Ancient of Days came, and a judgment came upon this little horn after persecuting the saints of God.
这样明白了吗？第七章里面人类要经过第 四种时期，四个时期，有没有？
Now we understand that in chapter 7, we mankind have to pass through these four phases or four age.
简单说，人类要经过四大巨兽时期。
That's to say that we have to pass the age of the four great beasts.
人类第二个时期，人类会进入到这个十角的时期。
And we have to go through the age of the ten horns.
就是很多王、很多国度的建立。
Referring to the establishment of many nations.
那跟着人类会进入到小角时期。
Then we enter into the age of the little horn.
第四个，人类会进入到经历这个永恒国度时期。
And fourthly, we enter into the age of the eternal kingdom of God.
那就世界末日了。
That marks the end of time.
你看，其实很简单的哦，但是里面却经过这么丰富的、这么重大的启示。这么重要的启示在里面。
This is a very, very simple message, but it contains such an important and abundant and elaborate revelation.
现在我们来看天使解释这个四大巨兽。
We look at how the angel explained about these four great beasts.
然后天使特别解释那个第四兽，第四兽是什么
？Where the angel especially remarked about the fourth beast.
然后在他解释第四兽的时候呢，他特别天使特别强调那个。小角是什么东西
？And as he explained about this fourth beast, the angel also stressed upon about the little horn.
那我们读十五节跟十六节。
You read verse 15 to verse 16.
十五节
，verse 15.
至于我，但于你，我的灵在我里面愁烦，我脑中的意象使我惊慌。请念。
Now the Daniel, I was grieved in my spirit within my body. The visions of my head troubled me.
那就是他看到四个巨兽。
That's when he saw these four great beasts.
然后又看到那个小角长出来。
And he also saw how the little horn grew.
然后他又看到天上的宝座。
And he saw this throne in heaven.
那他看过之后呢？他说他心里很愁烦，他的灵在他里面很愁烦。
As he saw that his spirit within him troubled him.
因为他不明白。
Because he could not understand.
然后他脑中的意象让他很惊怕、很惊慌。
The visions of his head troubled him a lot.
第十六节
，16，
就在这个时候呢，但以理我就近一位侍立者，问他这一切的真情到底是什么，他就告诉我，将事情讲解给我听。天使啊，但以理去问其中的一位天使。
Now Daniel went to ask one of the angels.
那个天使在哪里
？Where was the angel？
这个天使其中一位侍立者，站立在神面前宝座前的其中一位天使。
That is the one of those angels that stood by the throne of God.
他在一生中看到很多千千万万天使站在神的宝座前。
And in his vision, he saw multitudes of angels standing by the throne of God.
他就去问其中一个，其中的一个。
To ask one of them.
看第十节。
Verse 16. Verse 10.
10. 那从他面前有火向何发出，侍奉他的有千千，在他面前侍立的有万万，对不对？这里看到有很多天使，千千万万天使站在神的宝座前。
Here we can see thousands and thousands administered to the Lord God and stood before Him.
那十六节说，他就靠近其中一位天使去问他。
Then he approached one of them and asked them.
那天使就将这些事情讲解给他。
And the angel explained to him.
就是他刚才看到的那些异象。
That is regarding the visions that he just saw.
好，第十七节。
Verse 17.
这个四大巨兽是什么呢
？What are these great beasts?
这四个大兽原来就是四个王将要在世界上兴起来。
These four great beasts refer to the four kings which arise out of the earth.
所以很清楚了，四大巨兽就是四个帝国、四个君王。
Now it is very clearly stated that all these four great beasts refer to the four nations or four kings of these kingdoms.
看十九节
，verse 19.
那时我愿知道第四兽的真情。第四兽很特别啊，我想知道第四兽是什么。
Now,
是什么
？Daniel said that I wish to know the truth about the fourth beast and what it's all about.
没有名字。
And there was no name.
然后也没有其他兽的代表，也没有。
There was no likeness to this fourth beast.
它到底是怎么来的呢
？And what exactly?
所以但以理说，那时我很想知道第四兽的真正情况。
Therefore, Daniel asked that I wish to know the truth about the fourth beast.
它为何与那三个兽的真情大不相同？为什么不一样呢
？How is it that this fourth beast is so different from the others?
而且它相当可怕。
Which is exceedingly dreadful.
有铁牙和钢爪，铁的牙，铜的爪。
With iron teeth and bronze nails,
它吞刺撕裂，所剩下的用脚践踏，非常可怕。
Which devoured, broke in pieces, and trampled the residue.
那么它就不是表面上的那个罗马帝国了，不这么单纯，因为它还会引申到末世里面去。
Therefore, it should not be what is on a superficial level that refers to the Roman Empire only, because it should prolong until the end time.
所以在这个四个基础里面，第四个都是我们要非常注意的，它是个焦点来的，是个重点来的。
Among the four great beasts, we should take note of the fourth beast, which should be our focus.
那这个四个，这个第四兽呢，二十节。
Verse 20.
头有十个角，和那另长的一角，在这个角上间有三角被他打落。这角有眼，有夸大的话，强过其他的同类。天使解释。这个第四个兽有十个角，有一个角、小角出来，把三个角大角、打断了。
Now the angel was explaining that among these ten horns, there will be one little horn that will spring up to uproot three other horns.、
那这个角是有眼睛的。
And this horn has eyes.、
而且会讲，会说夸大的口，有夸大的口在他那边。
This horn has a mouth that spoke pompous words.
它的形状呢，强过其他的同类，强过其他的十个角。
And its appearance was greater than its fellows or the ten other horns.
这个是天使的解释。
That was the explanation from the angel.
看二十一节
，verse 21。
我正在观看的时候，丹尼里说，我正在看的时候呢，看见这个角以圣名征战啊，而且他胜了他们。这个小角胜了他们，是应该指圣徒。
Now Daniel was watching, and the same horn was warring against the saints of God and prevailed against them.
就是说圣徒、不服从他，而且反抗他，被他杀了。
That's to say the saints did not obey him and resisted him, and therefore they were killed by the.
没有被他杀的都被他折磨啊，受他控制啊。
By the little horn, and although they were not, they may not be killed, but they must have been persecuted.
我一直讲，我们连死都不怕，他怎么会胜过我们呢？我一直在想这个问题。
I'm trying to argue that if we are not afraid to even.
我在想啦，不是 argue 啦。
Okay, I'm thinking that if we are not even afraid of death, then why would we be afraid of dying?
主耶稣有讲啊，最多他能伤我们的身体啊，他不能伤我们的灵魂啊，他怎么能胜过我们呢？
And the Lord,
他最多杀我的身体，他不能杀我的灵魂啊！我还是得胜的。
As the Lord Jesus said, they can kill our flesh, but they cannot take away our spirit, and therefore we should still prevail.
但是当你说他看到这个小角与圣名征战的时候，这个角胜过他们啊。
As Daniel said, that he saw this small horn, which was the warring against them, and yet prevailed against them.
我在想这些圣名是谁呀、
？I was wondering who are these saints?、
会不会那些到时候贪生怕死的、退缩的、投降的？向他投降的，放弃立场的，会不会这些？那被他得胜的。
And these saints who are prevailed over by this small horn, could they be those who were cowardly, who were weak, and who did not stand firm?
因为到主耶稣的启示，在启示说是我们胜过他的，我们都不怕的呀。
Because as
圣徒能胜过他，是因为羔羊的血，而且不怕死啊。主耶稣是这样讲，我们胜过他呀。
As stated in the book of Revelation, the Lord Jesus himself said that the saints would have prevailed over the evil ones.
所以，但是这里说他胜过那些圣灵啊，这个小角胜过圣灵啊。
It says that this small horn prevailed against the saints.
你大家想一想看，这个原因是什么呢
？Think about this. Why would that be?
主耶稣启示的不会错的，不会冲突的。
The revelation of the Lord Jesus should not be in conflict.
所以在我的脑，在我的思，我的了解当中，我担心一些圣灵到那时放弃立场，放弃他的坚持，
and therefore,
结果被他胜了，应该是这样。
In my personal understanding, that I'm concerned that some of these saints who will be prevailed over, are those who forsook their faith.
如果是这样，那真的很可惜了，老实讲。
If that was the case, it would be most pitiful.
圣明就是已经成圣了的嘛，已经成圣了的，可以进天国了的。
And saints are those who have been sanctified, who are ready to enter into heaven.
被小角胜过。
And yet they were prevailed by this little horn.
大家思考一下这个问题了，这是蛮严重的事情来的。
Let us think deeply about this.
因为蛮关系到你，也关系到我的。
Because it concerns you and I.
好，那这是天使的解释喽。
That's the explanation from the angel.
来继续看下去。
We read on.
那22节。
Verse 22.
当他圣明跟他征战的时候呢，二十二节直到亘古常在者，就是真神呐、主耶稣基督。
Until the Ancient of Days came.
给至高者的圣名，神的圣名来伸冤，神替我们伸冤。
And this refers to the true God and the Lord Jesus who came to vindicate the saints of God.
那个我们圣名就是进入到永恒国度了，永远国度了，天国了，永远的国度了。
That's when we are to enter into the everlasting kingdom.
好，我们再看天使继续解释。
We read on about the explanation by the angel.
23节。
23.
那侍立者就是天使，侍立者就是侍立在神面前的。
And he who stood by the Lord God.
他这样说，第四个兽呢，就是世上必有的第四个国。
The fourth beast, which shall be the fourth kingdom on earth.
这第四个国与一切的国大不相同，必吞作全地，并且践踏凿凿碎。这个第四个国呢，是吞作全地的，知道末世的，知道末世里面的。
This fourth kingdom shall devour the whole earth until the end times.
因为四个国如果是世界的国，那早都过去了，罗马帝国也不存在了。可是他说他是吞作全地的，有没有？
If you were to assume that this fourth kingdom referred to the Roman Empire only, and it should have already been passed in history.
那我们上一次也有解释吗？这四个兽的精神，四个兽的那种贪婪，那种骄傲，那种邪恶，到启示录十三章那只兽的时候重现了，全部在那只海中兽那边重现复活了，重现出来。
As we previously discussed, that this fourth beast, with a spirit and its pride and its covetousness, would have been prolonged and lasted until the end times, until the book of Revelation chapter 13, where this beast would come out of the great sea and it would revive itself.
所以这个第四兽，特别是这第四兽的精神骄傲邪恶，没有死啊，直到一次到那个启示录十三章那只兽的时候出现了，再次出现了，
That's to say that
活起来啊。
The spirits and the pride of this, and the greed, covetousness of this beast, did not actually die until the end times in the book of Revelation, and it will revive itself and emerge.
我们再看一次这个《但以书》七章十二节。
We look back at Daniel chapter 7 verse 12.
他们没有死，没有真正的死去。
They did not really die.
看十二节。
Verse 12.
其余的兽权柄都被夺去，有没有？可是这第四兽不是哦。
Now the
他的生命却忍住。存留，他的生命却仍存留，直到什么时候？直到所定的时候跟日期啊，那就是到启示录十三章那只兽里面去，一直到那边去。
Now the rest of the beasts had their dominion taken away from them, but this does not refer to the fourth beast, and this fourth beast's lives were prolonged for a season and a time until the time of the book of Revelation.
所以请注意啊，启示录十三章有两只兽，一个是海中兽，一个是地中兽。这个是进入到海中兽那边去了。
We have to take note that in the book of Revelation chapter 13, we have two great beasts, one from the great sea and the other from the earth.
这是天使的解释哦，二十三节。
That's the explanation by the angel in verse 23.
好，再继续解释，天使继续解释二十四节。
The angel continued to elaborate in verse
24. 是以那十角哦，就是从这国中必兴起的十个王啊。
The ten horns are these ten kings which will arise from this kingdom.
后来又兴起一个王，与先前的不同，他必制服这三王。
And then another king shall arise after them and subdue them.
那他是在解那个小角的出现的啦。
And that is referring to the small horn.
那二十五节。
Verse 25.
小角呢，他必向至高者说夸大的话，必折磨至圣者的圣灵。
This little horn will speak pompous words against the Most High and persecute the saints of God.
然后他还想改变节期和神的律法。
And it even wants to change times and law of God.
圣灵必交付他的手一载、二载、半载，就是三年半。
And the saints shall be handed over to his hand for a time and times and half a time, which is 3.5 years.
看到吗？但以理看着异象害怕，不明白，去问天使。天使跟他讲解这四个异象，四个重点，四个信息。
Now do you see how Daniel after was grieved from seeing his visions, he went to ask the angels and now the angel explained to him.
好，我们来看看这个小角，我们现在进入到小角时期了，来看一看。
The age of the little horn.
好，角是代表能力嘛，我们都讲了，代表能力。
The horn represents power.
也代表王啊，世界的那个王啊。
It also symbolizes the kings of this world.
那小角只是很小的，后来却强过其他的同类。
This little horn started as small, and yet it became very strong, stronger than its fellows.
这是这个第三个时期呢，小角时期的一个重点，整个焦点来的。
That is the focus of the age of the little horn.
那就是地基督者会从这个小角兴起出现。
That's to say that Antichrist will be arisen out of this little horn.
那我们再看一下这个小角出现的时候会发生什么事。
When this little horn emerges, what will happen?
就是前面说他会除掉一些君王。
It says that from the beginning it will persecute or destroy the kings.
那就是二十节。
In verse 20.
打落三个角，就是他们鬼打鬼，他毁消灭其他的王。
That's uprooting the three other horns by destroying among themselves these other kings.
而且有一些王被他连根拔起啊，完全消灭掉。
Some of these kings will be uprooted, meaning to say that they have been completely wiped out.
这你要看回第八节里面的解释。
You look back at verse 8 for the explanation.
这是他出现的时候会开始做的事情。
That is what it will do at its emergence.
就是对付自己人，是对付世界的王，他自己就是世界的王，世界的王打世界的王，王打王，王对付王，我们说的鬼打鬼。
Where it will rise against one of its own, that is against its own fellow kings in other kingdoms.
看谁强，看谁能吞吃，谁就吞吃了。
And to devour those which are weaker than him.
这个会带来世界的动乱，
and that will cause
国家的动乱。
International chaos and instability.
哦，三个国的王都被他大王都被他打，然后吞噬掉，肯定影响世界，影响我们的局势的嘛。
When three other kings have been devoured and wiped out, it will definitely cause the political instability across the globe.
好像今天的国家，美国打哪一个国家，或者被打中国，被吞噬被灭亡掉，肯定影响世界很深的呀，肯定的呀。比如啦。
And should the superpowers such as China and the US are at war with each other, and it will definitely stir up a political instability.
不过这些都是世界的动乱，国与国之间的动乱，世界的动乱。
These are the worldly chaos and instability.
那他跟着他出现的时候呢，他口出谎言说夸大的话。
As it emerges, it will speak for pompous words.
特别是向至高者真神说夸大的话。
Most especially to speak against the Most High.
那二十五节啊。
Verse 25.
等下我们会对照启示录这那边。
We'll make reference to the Book of Revelation.
跟着呢，他还做什么呢
？And what does it do next?
他还折磨哦，至高者的圣名，看到吗
？It will torture and persecute the saints of the Most High.
那么在这个二十一节说，他以圣名征战，他不单只以圣名征战，他也折磨圣名，我们会被他哦逼迫得很惨。很凄凉啊。
And verse 21 says that it will prevail and make war against the saints. And here it says it will be persecuting and torturing.
折磨就是哦，让你很痛苦，让你很痛苦，受到很大的羞辱，死又不能够死，但是神也没有来救你。哦，就神啊，救我，派天使也没有。所以叫做在这个时期折磨你啊，你很痛苦，受很大的羞辱，很大的痛苦。
In persecution, it will be inflicting the worst kind of harm and also pain on you, and you will be asking to die, but you can't.
这个事情神已经定了，已经讲，天使也解释了，会这样的。
Even this matter has been predetermined by God and has been spoken by angels.
你不要以为哇，你啊，神会保护我，我祷告神会保护我，没有。如果有保护，就不会受折磨了。对不对
？And you should not keep thinking that Lord God will always protect you, and otherwise you will not be persecuted.
这时耶稣说，圣徒的忍耐就在这个时候， this, 就是这个时候你要忍耐，你没有其他的，就是忍耐而已。
This is a time where the Lord Jesus is asking us to endure and endure.
也不是说哇，祷告啊，有信心啊，神会救我，没有救你啊，没有。
Not to say that you will keep praying to ask God to protect you, and there will be no protection.
这不是信心的问题。
And there is not about a matter of faith.
这个受逼迫、受灾难的问题。
It's about a time of persecution.
啊，然后就只有忍耐。所以说，这个时候唯有忍耐，除了忍耐没有其他的。
As the time of persecution comes upon us, we have to always endure to the end.
跟着他又会在这继续做什么呢
？What does it do next?
看二十五节
，verse 25.
他会哈、哦，他要想要改变节期，他要改变节期跟神的律法。
It will intend to change the times and the law of God.
跟着呢？
What is next?
圣名被交付在他的手哦，受他折磨哦，三年半。
The saints
受他统治三年半。
Handed over to him for a time and for a time of a 3.5 years.
三年半，你说很长不长，你说短也不短，有一段时间受他控制。
And 3.5 years is not too short, not too long for a time of under his governance.
这个也是神已经定了的。
That's also been predetermined by God.
天使解释启示出来说，圣名一定会交在他的手三年半，这很清楚呀。
As spoken and revealed by the angel, that the saints of God will be handed over to him for 3.5 years.
这时候你还继续信真耶稣教会吗
？Now at this juncture, will you still remain in the true Jesus Church?
你还对神有这么纯洁的信心吗
？Do you still retain your faithfulness to God?
不是三天半哦，三年半哦，兄弟。
Not for 3.5 days, but for 3.5 years.
哦。我活得受到羞辱，死又不能够死，就是活得很辛苦，说到被一直在被讥笑、被折磨。 这样你信来做什么？你信真耶稣这样来做什么？
You have to live.
因为神又没有特别来马上救你上去，又没有。三年半呢。
And humiliation and affliction and pain during this period of persecution for 3.5 years, and God will not be there to protect you.
所以主耶稣说，不减少这个日子啊，我恐怕没有有血气的都不能得救。
Now Jesus said that these days will not be shortened, and if he did not shorten these days, then those who are fleshly might not be saved.
天使只是讲了一个重点而已，但这里面有很多可怕的事情没有讲的。
Although this point has been just briefly spoken by the angel, but there are so many important points behind it.
跟着他又做什么呢？
What does it do?
跟着呢，神出手重重的审判他。
The hand of God will come, stretches out to judge it, severely.
那26节。
Verse 26.
然而审判者必做作新审判。
Now the judge shall sit on the court to execute judgment.
他的权柄，这个哈地基督的这个权柄哦，必被夺去，
the dominion,
被毁坏，被神毁灭，一直到底。
Dominion of this little horn will be destroyed until the end.
但是神会出手了。
And that will be the time where God stretches his hand.
但是要经历，要等三年半过后。
And that's after a period of 3.5 years.
那其实在这个第十一节也有解释啊，十一节。
Verse 11 also explains that.
那时不是解释，是但以理在异象看到的异象，不是解释。
That is that is what Daniel saw in his vision.
刚才那个我们看的二十五节是天使的讲解。
Verse 25 was the elaboration of the angel.
那十一节是但以理亲眼看到的。
But verse 11
看到的
referred to what Daniel saw personally in his vision.
他看到什么？
What did he see?
十一节。
Verse 11.
那时我观看，见那兽因小脚兽发达的声音被杀，小脚被杀。他但以理看到小脚被杀，
Daniel
身体损坏，然后被神扔在火中去焚烧。
This small beast, this small horn was slain and his body was destroyed and given to the burning flame.
刚才是眼睛看到的异象，现在是听天使的解释。
He started with seeing the vision and then he listened and heard how the angel
explained. 无论是眼睛看到的异象还是听天使讲的解释都一致的，一样的。
Whether he what he saw and also what he heard from the angel are the same.
好，那有关这个第八章的时候，还会谈到小脚的一些所做的恶事。第八章。
Chapter 8 will also continue to elaborate on the matters that a small horn would do.
老师说，有关这个小脚哦，到目前为止啊，还没有真正的显明，还没有很真实的显明。
In fact, this to be specific, this small horn until today.
因为你看不到我们这些书教会被攻击到被折磨没有嘛，是吗？
We haven't seen that time.
现在很自由啊。
Where the true Jesus Church has been persecuted and we are still living in freedom.
哦，现在暂时不能够大家有些麻烦，不是因为逼迫真耶稣教会吗？是因为全世界都一样的吗？每个人什么宗教都一样的吗？不能够到教会。这个是疫情的问题啊，不是那个逼迫的问题，不是。
We may be faced with all sorts of challenges and issues of life, but these are just the same as everyone else. But these are not persecution on the church.
所以应该这个小脚这个小脚真正的逼迫时期哦，要末世时期的最后三年半，最后的三年半才会很明显的显现出来。
Therefore, it is probable
显露出来。
It is probable or possible to say that this age of the little horn will be more clearly manifested only in a time of persecution before the end times, before the 3.5 years.
我们从但以理书不是解释过吗？最后末期有七年嘛，最后一个七年嘛。
As we explained in the book of the Revelation, the end times would be a period of 7 years.
那七年，最后的七年又分前三年半跟后三年半嘛，对不对？
This duration of 7 years would be divided into the three and a half years before and 3.5 years after.
前三年半是主耶稣钉十字架、救恩成立跟使徒时代的时代已经过去了，前三年半已经过去了。
3.5 years, that period of time where is pertaining to the resurrection and the salvation grace set by Jesus.That has already passed.
现在剩下的是后三年半，真耶稣教会的出现。
And now the latter
末世真教会的出现。
3.5 years will be the time where the true church will emerge, and this is a period.
那是后三年半的时期。我们现在进入到后三年半这个时期。
Now we have already entered into the age of this latter 3.5 years of the end times.
但是这个小脚我们还没有看到，小脚真正的好逼迫教会，我们还没有显露。
And yet, we have yet to see the likeness of this little horn in persecuting us.
都已经在三年半，最后三年半里面应该也不会很久的啦。
And since we are already living in the age of the latter three and a half years of the end times, we are very near this time.
因为小角跟真耶稣教会出现都是在三年后三年半里面呢、啊。
Because the little horn is
同样在这个时期里面
should emerge in the same time as the true church shall emerge.
嗯，所以，嗯，那么我们现在哈，所以主，所以我们来对照一下启示录。我们现在从起初来看这个小角的时期会发生什么事、啊、
Let's now make a reference to the book of Revelation regarding what this little horn will do.
嗯，这个时期呢，小角的这个时期呢，在圣经里面呢，这个时期是神家里面的灾难，这个时期叫做神家或者神国里面的灾难，神家里面的灾难。
This age of the little horn would mark the age of the persecution or disasters in the time in the family of God.
那么圣经有它的名称的，这个灾难叫什么？这个灾难叫什么？有它的名称的。
Has given it names regarding what kind of disasters will happen in the household.
如果你有兴趣，你把它记录下来。
If you have, if you are interested, please write it down.
这关系到这个时期，小角时期就是神家里面的灾难时期。
This pertains to the age of the little horn, the age of the disasters that will come upon the household of God.
时期叫做打破圣灵权力的时期。
This will be a time where the power of the saints will be broken.
我们有权柄啊，神给我们权柄，耶稣给我们权柄啊，天上地下的权柄被打破了，这种权柄被拿走了。
Now power and authority have been given to the saints of God, by the Lord Jesus, and this power has been broken.
应该不是说拿走了，就是被破坏的了，被打破的了。
That's to say, it has been sabotaged.
请看但以理书十二章。
You look at the book of Daniel, chapter 12.
我们来读这个第七节。
Chapter 12, verse 7.
请注意啊。
Take note on this.
我听见那站在河水以上穿细麻衣的，向天举起左右手，只做永。或到永远的主题是说，要到一再、二再、半再、三年半，打破圣民权力的时候，这一切事情就一定会应验。这里说那个天使在解释，在站在河水的天使在解释这件事。
Now the angel who was standing above the waters of the river, he explained this.
他启示说一定会发生这样的事。
He revealed that this thing shall come to pass.
什么时候会发生呢
？What will happen？
这个时期呢？是就是圣民打破圣民权力的时期，一定会发生。
This is a time that the holy people have been completely shattered.
我们的权柄被打破了。
And our power have been broken.
会暂时消失，暂时失去。
It will diminish or it will fade away for a little while.
嗯，可就是小角时期。
That's in the age of the little horn.
也就是神家灾难时期。
It is also the age of disaster upon the household.
这个时期呢，打破圣民权力的时候，这个时期呢，兽国已经成立了，兽的国啊，已经成立了，成立撒旦哦，成立一个六六六，就是兽的数目、兽的国、兽的人数会被建立起来。
In this period where the power of the holy people of God have been shattered, it will also be the establishment of the organization of
Satan. 圣灵哈，现在不断的哈帮助我们真教会哈。建立神的国，邪灵会不断的，同样会很努力的，不断的建立兽的国。我们建立神的国，他们建立兽的国，两个国被建立起来。
Now the Holy Spirit has been building the ministry of God. At the same time, the devil is also building the ministry of the beast.
嗯，到这个时候呢，兽国已经正式成立了，已经成熟了。
And this at this time of the little horn, it will be when the kingdom of the beast have been mature.
请注意哦，在启示录常常都讲兽兽兽，他成立了个兽国、啊，兽的组织、兽的军队、兽的人数。
Take note on how the book of Revelation describes all these as the beast and the beast and the number of beasts or the kingdom of the beast.
那这个神家的灾难呢？小角时期呢，也叫做圣殿被践踏时期。
And this age of the disasters upon the household of God can also be referred to as the time where the kingdom, where the temple of God has been trampled.
圣城哦，神的城会被践踏。
The holy city of God will be trampled.
这是第二个称呼哈，名称圣城被践踏。
That's the second name to it, where the holy city of God has been trampled.
四十二个月是吧
？For 42 months.
For 42 months 也就是三年半，一样一灾二灾半灾，也一样是三年半。
Referring to the time and to and times and half a time, that is three and a half years.
这个是记在启示录十一章二节。
Revelation chapter
11
verse 2.
所以你看到这个圣城被践踏的时候呢， 你跟那个小嘴要连在一起，跟当以理书那个小嘴要连在一起。
When you see the time where the court of the temple had been trampled, you have to relate that as the age of the little horn.
就是小小时期发生的事。
That's what will happen during the time of the little horn.
那第三个称呼是什么？当神的家遭灾难的时候，圣经第三个表达是什么呢？
As the household of God has been set with disaster, what other names is the Bible giving it?
圣经说这个时期叫做雅各遭难的时期。
That's the time when the Bible says, James will be
雅各啊。
James will be set with tribulation.
旧约的雅各叫 James 吗
？Jacob will be Jacob. The household of Jacob will be set with tribulation.
请看这个耶利米书三十章。
We turn to Jeremiah chapter 30.
耶利米书三十章第七节
Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 7
来，哀哉，那日为大，无日可比。什么日子呢？这么大，什么日子这么悲哀？这是雅各遭难的时候啊！看到吗
？And this is a great day of suffering and of trouble, the time of Jacob's trouble.
所以神家遭灾难的时候，这个小脚时期也叫做雅各遭难的时期啊。
The time when the household of God has been shattered, has been trampled, it will be also the time of Jacob's trouble.
但是神好安慰我们说，但雅各他必被救出来，雅各必被神救出来。
But God comforted us that he shall be saved out of it.
不过呢，要等三年半哦，兄弟。
But that must wait for three and a half years.
神会救我们没错啊，但是三年半后哦。
God will surely deliver us, but after three and a half years.
那继续在启示录说，这个时候呢，叫做什么时候呢
？What are the names that does the book of Revelation give it？
叫做伯拉大河水干的时候。
That's the time when the Euphrates River has been dried up.
请看启示录十五章。
We turn to Revelation chapter 15.
起水干的时候发生什么事
？What will happen when the time of the rivers of Euphrates will be dried up?
水干的时候，无论是世界还是属灵国度、神的国，都战争，都一直在战争。世界也在战争，属灵神国也在战争。
That's when the kingdoms of the material world are at war with each other, and also the kingdoms in the spiritual realm are at war.
请看启示录十六章。
Return to Revelation chapter 16,
12节
verse 12.
第六位天使把碗倒在伯拉大河上，河水就干了。看到吗？伯拉大河水干了，也就是我们遭难的神家遭难的时期了。
The waters of the river Euphrates will dry up, and this is a time where the household of God will face tribulation and persecution.
那为什么伯拉大河水要干呢？为什么要让它干
？Why must the river water be dried up？
启示录自己有解释啊。
The book of Revelation tells us.
接下去说，要给那从日出之地所来的众王预备道路，是条战争的道路，打仗的道路来。
So that this way of the kings from the east will be prepared, this way to a battle.
那你就会看到里面有三只邪灵啊，有龙啊，有兽啊，有假先知啊，就是战争嘛，属灵战争来的嘛。
And you can also see these three unclean spirits, like the dragon, the beast, and also the false prophet. This refers to the spiritual warfare.
然后十四节说，他们到那在那一日是迷惑大家，在那一日来发生大聚集战争、大战争、哈米基多敦的战争。
And this will be the day of the greatest deception and the greatest warfare on the battle of Armageddon.
所以这个小角时期呢，也被称为伯拉大河水干的时期。
Now this age of the little horn can also be referred to as the time where the river waters of the Euphrates will be dried up.
到今天这样跟大家讲，是要让你们知道启示录讲的这些时期、这些发生的事。都关系到但以理书的那个小角时期要发生的事。
I'm making mention of all these incidents is for you to relate it to from the book of Revelation to the book of Daniel regarding the age of the little horn and all these will come to pass.
那这个神家遭难的时期又被称为什么呢
？What other names is it given？
在启示录被称为放魔的时候，放魔鬼的时候
，In the book of Revelation，
放出来的时候
，It is also known as the release of the demon.
请注意放魔的时候也就是这个时期来的。
When the demon has been released, it will also refer to this time of the little horn.
请看这个启示录二十章。
Revelation chapter 20.
七节。
Verse 7.
那一千年完了，撒旦必从监牢里面被释放出来，我称它为放魔的时候，放魔的时期。
This release of the demon will be the time where Satan will be released from his prison.
你看天使但以理书七章就是二十五节，就是一节罢了，很简单的说一节圣名被折磨啦，改变节期啦，很简单。启示录其实很多很多东西都跟它有关系 刚才所举例的启示录发生的事情都是因为他因为那个这个时期出现的呀。
Now that short explanation or short phrase explained by the angel in Daniel chapter 7 verse 25 is so brief, and yet the book of Revelation elaborated so much that would happen on this day of the period of the age of the
born. 刚才不是说他战胜杀害神的百姓圣民吗？然后折磨我们是吗？
Didn't he say that the little horn will come out to persecute the saints of God?
那你要对照启示录十一章。
You have to compare that with Revelation chapter 21.
看这个第七节。
Verse 7.
十一章七节。
21 verse 7.
他们做完见证的时候，那从无底坑上来的兽必与他们交战，并且得胜，把传道人，把那两位见证人杀了。
Sorry, 11 verse 7. That is when it will come out from a bottomless pit and will overcome them and kill them.
刚才那边当女书不是说他胜过他们吗？小脚胜过他们吗
？Didn't the book of Daniel tell us that this little horn will prevail against them？
然后被他折磨吗
？And will persecute them？
被他羞辱吗？尸体被丢到街上，让人家践踏，让人家笑，让人家骂吗
？Humiliate them and trample them and mock at them。
当然。这个时期呢，也就是圣宫停顿了，真耶稣教的圣宫完全停顿了。
That's to say that this period of time is where the holy work of the true Jesus Church will cease completely.
那你要看十一章的第八那个圣殿的门关的了。
That's where in the chapter 11 of Revelation.
不是11。
Sorry, not 11.
十五章。
Chapter 15.
那个第八节里面的圣殿的门关了。
Revelation chapter 15 verse 8, where the temple door had been shut.
没有人能够进殿了。
No one is able to go in.
因为传道人呢，神的见证人都被杀了。
Because the witness of God had been, the preacher of God had been slain.
圣工停顿了。
And the holy work has been ceased.
那同时也是保罗讲解的奥秘，外邦人得救的数目满了。
That's also
神要拯救的数目满。
Referring to the mystery spoken by Paul, that the number of the people, the Gentiles that God will save.
所以这个小脚时期啊，非对我们这说太重要了。所有的启示录所讲的启示，所启示的奥秘，都跟这个时期有关系，都跟这个时期有很大很大的。最多关系的就是这个时期。
Therefore, it is very important to stress on the time of the little horn, where its age will also lead to all these things that will happen in the end times recorded in the book of Revelation.
怪不得连主耶稣都叫我们要留意这个小脚呀，要留意啊，要注意这个小脚呀。
It is no wonder that the Lord Jesus Himself also asked us to be wary of this little horn.
请看马太福音书二十四章。
Turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter
24. 我们来读十五节。
Verse 15.
你们看见先知但以理所说的那行毁坏可憎的站在圣地读这经的人需要会意哦，要特别的留意哦。主耶稣说，我们看到但以理所说的那行毁坏可憎的站在圣地，是指那个小脚。
And the Lord Jesus Himself said that whoever that read this, please understand that the abomination of desolation, standing in the holy place.
那么你们有发现到吗？这里说称但以理为先知，有没有
？And this is he is calling Daniel as the prophet.
你还记得传道说但以理是个平凡的信徒，还记得吗
？Didn't I say that Daniel was only an ordinary believer?
主耶稣说他是先知，传道说他是个平凡的信徒，到底传道有讲错吗？
But Jesus recognized him as the prophet, and I said he was just an ordinary believer. Did I say it wrongly?
我们讲但以理书一章到六章的时候是讲但以理的生平，他的一生所做的事，他的生活，他的信仰，他的表现。那时他还是个平凡信徒，知道吗？很平凡的信徒，他那时都不是先知。
And we discussed the chapters 1-6. It was related to the time of to the life of Daniel being an ordinary believer, and he was just ordinary.
什么时候他成为先知
？When did he become the prophet？
就是在第七章第一节，他开始看异象的时候，神启示他，神跟他说话的时候。
That's right.
先知就是从神那边领受神的话，这叫做先知。然后我已经知道，我是预先知道了，因为神跟我讲。那时候他才是真正的先知。
That's when chapter 7, when Daniel started seeing visions from God, and that's what it means by being a prophet, having visions and also words spoken by God, foretold by God.
你知道那时他已经多少岁知道吗？他最少70岁到90岁，有人说他70多岁，有人说他80多岁，有人说他已经90岁，都无所谓。反正那时他当先知的时候，神启示他的时候，已经是个老人了。
Now,
因为巴比伦国就将灭亡了嘛。
Now, do you know how old Daniel was in the time when there was the demise of the Kingdom of Babylon, and he was about in his 70s, 80s, or 90s?
传道顺便在这里解释一下，不然的时候传道乱讲道理，说当你是个普通信徒，耶稣说他是先知，那不是冲突吗？其实没有冲突。
I'm trying to explain.
我们讲解的时候是一章到六节，六章。啊，现在讲的是七章到十二章，那时他已经是先知。
To stress to you that this Daniel that I was saying as the ordinary member, he was then ordinary and then became a prophet.
啊，时间的关系，我们最后看保罗的讲的提醒跟讲解这个小脚的地基督的这个问题。
We look at what Paul talked about, reminding us regarding the time of the Antichrist, the little horn.
请看这个帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章。
Return to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
嗯。那么啊，因为时间关系，这里讲哈、哦，第三节
verse 3,
下半段
second portion，
因为那日子以前必有离道反教的事，并有那大罪人，就是沉沦之子显现出来。这里说到那个时候有沉沦之子会很明显的显出来。
On that day, this man of sin will be, and this son of perdition will be revealed clearly。
请注意，他是抵挡主高抬自己的。
He opposes Christ and he exalts himself.
甚至超过一切称为神的。
He exalts himself above all that is called God.
那他就是神啊，简单讲，他就是神啊。
Simply put, he wants to be God.
哦，他超过一切受人敬拜的，那他比神更厉害的了。
He exalts himself above all that is worshipped as God.
甚至坐在神的殿中，自己自称是神啊。
He will sit in the temple of God and calling himself God.
请注意哦，这是内部自己人来的哦。
That refer, take note that it was from among us.
坐在神的殿中自称是神哦，不是坐在世界外面自己讲自己是神哦，神的殿里面自称是神哦。
So this refers.
注意哦，内部人哦。
This refers to what will happen internally, and this one would be the one sitting in the temple of God.
第五节
verse 5.
我还在你们那里的时候，曾把这些事告诉你们，你们不记得吗？保罗说，我以前就告诉你们，就提过这件事了。
Do you not remember that when I was with you, I already told you this?
第六节
verse 6.
现在你们也知道，那拦阻他的是什么？有拦阻，现在有阻挡他。
Now you know that what is restraining it.
哦，为什么要阻挡他呢
？Why must he be restrained?
因为现在魔鬼被绑一千年。
Because Satan has been to be bound down for 1,000 years.
因为启示录第几章？第七章吗？还要被打印，打印时期，印还没有打完呢、啊。第七章吗？打印。
In chapter 7, the book of Revelation, the seals have to be completed.
嗯，看一下啊，对呀、啊，第七章还没有，印还在继续打，所以要拦阻它，时候还没有到，因为现在还在打印当中。
In chapter 7, a book of Revelation, where the seals have to be completed before this Satan will be released.
那所以我传道是在解释什么叫做拦阻他，神阻挡他，因为魔鬼还没有被释放，因为还现在在打印，还没有打完，那个印还没有印完。
I'm trying to stress.
所以要拦阻他。
To explain to you why what this restraining is all about is until the seals have been completed.
一直到的时候，就是一千年满了放他的时候，他才可以显露出来。
In the fullness of the thousand years, this Satan will be this will reveal himself.
虽然他还没有被放出来。
Although he was not yet been revealed,
还没有真正的显露了。
He has not yet revealed himself.
第七节
verse 7.
但是那个不法的隐逸哦，那个动机哦，那个动作哦。那些动机动作、哦、意念、哦、已经开始在发动了
Now,
已经在准备当中了一直在搞了一直在搞一直在进行中了
Now this mystery of lawlessness or this intent this hidden will of lawlessness is already working
就是说等他放出来的时候他有这种事情、哦、他有这种想法他有这种不是已经有了的只是他再接下去看，只是现在有一个拦阻他的，一直到拦阻被除去。
That this will or this intent of lawlessness can only will only happen when it emerges, but it's already working and at work. But only God has been restraining him.
第八节
，verse 8。
那时候、哦、这不法的人那个时候了啊、哦，必显露出来。
Now the
那个时候不是现在哦。那个时候就显露出来。
When the time comes, this lawless one will be revealed.
但是我们化身到的时候已经太迟了。已经出来了。
When he emerges, it will be too late for us.
可能有些人被他迷惑了，甚至有些人被他吞噬了。跟从他了。
Some of us might have already been misled and be a follower of them.
主耶稣要用口中的去灭绝他。
But God,
用这样的勇猛毁掉他。
The Lord Jesus will destroy him with the breath of his mouth.
那这个人他在做什么呢？
What does he do?
第九节
verse 9.
这不法的人是照撒旦的运动行各种异能神迹。 叫做他们有一个运动叫做撒旦运动，所做的都是跟魔鬼有关系的。跟鬼有关系的叫做撒旦运动。
This refers to the movement of Satan, where the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan.
今天有传道工人要摧毁教会，要抵挡真理，要我们离开神的家，要离开真耶稣教会，请问是不是撒旦运动？
If
there, 是撒旦的运动工作之一来的呀。
Should there be any preacher or minister of the church who wants to mislead the church members into another doctrine, and that is also the satanic movement?
第十节。
Verse 10,
并且在那沉沦的人身上行各种不义的诡诈。
That's also to perform all unrighteous deception among those who will perish.
那么为什么这么多人信他，跟从他？
But why are there so many who will follow him?
因为这些信徒啊，平时啊不领受爱真理的心啊，他们不真正爱真理的心啊，他们不。
Because these believers, these are the believers who did not receive the love of the truth.
喜欢听那些古古怪怪的那些新所谓没有听过的道理，传统的道理，从起初到现在道理，他们听厌了，他们不想再听了。
What I want to really hear is all those strange and interesting teachings, but they do not want to abide with the traditional ones.
那些道理起初的道理到现在就是得救的道理，就是得救的真理来的。
The teachings that are been handed over from ancient times, these are the teachings of salvation.
他们不领受也不爱。
And they do not receive, they do not love it. 第一节，
故此神就给他们一个发生错误的心啊。
For this reason, God sent them strong delusion.
叫他们是信从这些虚假，不是信从真理，是信从虚假。
In their own delusion, they will believe the lie and not the truth.
所以到时候你会看到一些长老、一些执事、一些传道、一些布置的一些信徒都会跟从，都会跑过去。
When the time comes,
其实现在也看得到了，其实。
When the time comes, or perhaps even now, you are already seeing some preachers, ministers, and elders following the wrong teachings.
你以为那个被除名的传道的魔鬼论，你以为只有信徒相信呢、啊？一些长老，我跟你讲，一些长老都是稍微相信的。我说稍微是客气一点的。
Actually,
我跟你讲，他们都一些相信的，一些长老听好了，包括一些传道。
You actually think
我不是乱讲的，我要负责任的。
Regarding the case that happened regarding this excommunicated preacher who preached about demonology, and only the ordinary members will be cheated or will be fooled into it.
为什么神给他们一个发生错误的心？为什么我们没有给我们发生错误的心？
Why,
你就去思考这个问题咯。
And why would God send them this strong delusion? Think about that.
神叫他们去信从虚假，那你去吧。
You want to
believe? 你就去信，你既然不爱真理。你既然信，你就欺板，就信那个东西好了。
You don't love the truth and you want to believe in lies.
长老又怎么样？传道又怎么样啊？你就去呀、啊。
And who are you? You are a preacher and an elder. What of it?
这保罗，耶稣叫我们要留意这个小脚的问题是实情。保罗在讲解他这个第基督者所做的事情。
The Lord Jesus told us to be wary of this little horn, and Paul is telling us to be what is going to happen with the Antichrist.